I believe very firmly that good bilateral diplomacy is about people-to-people links, and so what I will want to do is not just have the very important official meetings, but also have a chance to get out, eat some local food, talk with real people, and get to know what it's really like to live here, work here, raise children here, go to school here, do business here, and that's what I'm looking forward to exploring. I know that there are some tough challenges for this country and this region, particularly on the economic front, and I'm looking forward to working with you to think about ways that the UK can support both your ongoing financial stability, opportunities for growth, but also how you ready yourselves ever more for the challenges you face from climate change. Obviously, one of the things that's affected you most recently is the devastation you had from the floods over the Christmas period. I'm really glad that the UK was able to respond quite swiftly to that by providing both some financial assistance as well as having a minister come and visit the region and see for himself what some of the challenges you face were. And I hope that we'll be able to work with you in the future as your exact reconstruction needs become clearer. I have to say, being here for the last couple of days, I'm already very impressed with the resilience of the people here and how much the communities have come together to face the ongoing challenges as a result of those floods.